Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Norm Larker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Johnny Podres. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moon. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Moon steals second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw can't make a play. That's a base hit. Moon moves to third. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Larker. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio scores. Landis moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills misplays the ball. That's an error on Wills. Lawler moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive, foul, towards first. Klusowski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. Larker hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio can't make a play. That's a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 1 in the game. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Podres hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 2 in the game. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 2 in the game. McEnany hits a fly ball into right field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosboro hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Johnny Padres. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Dodgers, 2, White Sox, 2. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Dodgers. Turk Lown now pitching. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Ron Fairley now playing right field. Don Demeter now playing center field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Landis bunts towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry strikes out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roseboro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kluszewski moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch runs for Ted Kluszewski. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Smith reaches second base with a double. Torgerson scores. There goes Lawler trying to get to home. Moon throws the ball into Wills, who relays the ball to Roseboro, who tags Lawler, who came all the way from first, for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. It's 4-3, Dodgers. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Billy Goodman now playing third base. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Gilliam steals second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash pinch hits for Turk Lown. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherry covering, for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.